'Twas nigh on 30 years ago that the last man of the isle came here to fish. A sturdy trawler named Luck of the Day, she was called, crewed by 2 brothers named Fetchwater. My father was first mate on White Clouds, and they set out immediately for old Jenny, speculating on what might have happened. Sharkin', they thought. One of the brothers hooked a big one and went over. When my father arrived aboard White Clouds, he and the captain found a sea empty of buoys. 'Twas as if none had ever been planted, though they both knew there were at least 20 seated around old Jenny. They heard the crashing and bashing of wood on rock, a terrible sound at sea, long before they saw Luck. She was bound to the teeth by her bow anchor chain, only there weren't no anchor at the end of the chain. The aft anchor had been dropped, though, and Luck was bucking against the rock. "Get aboard there, boy," the captain said to my father, "and untie her from the rocks before she's smashed to pieces." So they pull up close, and my father jumps from railing to railing, near to falling in himself. He ran through the boat, shouting for the Fetchwaters, but neither brother was to be seen. So he set to releasing the bow anchor chain, but couldn't get it free from Jenny's bite by himself. "Cut her loose," the captain shouted at him, and my father released the bow chain from the boat with fingers gone dumb from the fear that gripped him. "See, Mr. Bone, men are lost at sea all the time, and my father was an experienced fisherman before he was 18. But something was wrong on that boat," he told me when I was still a boy. "The Fetchwaters were cool as cucumbers and able seamen both, but tying off to Jenny was the act of a man panicked into foolishness.